$10. All right. אבל נשמת מים וראיתי במחבס הוריתי מערי ותם בכל המחבס. Now, in such a case, there will be no machlikes. Everybody, all the poskim will agree that in such a case, all the dogim will come also. Uvehoche mayre hagoye sharif dure. Simen nalef hamascheles lochem beitz. Now he is going to refer to this hagoye sharif dure again. So the shach applies the hagoye sharif dure. The sharif dure says that it's osea to a case where he emptied out first the bulk of the reitiv. The bulk of the reitiv, with the miut of reitiv remaining in the place of the shulayim, together with 59 fishes, and the dog tomei, we anticipate, also remain together with that. And after that, without spilling out the less quantity of reitiv, the miut reitiv, he put it on the shulayim. So then, the Agoy Sharidura says, in such a case, that everything becomes osa because there is reitiv. Even though there is much reitiv, but the quantity is not important as long as there is reitiv, so it's enough of a medium to transmit bliyeh from one to the other. Alright, now. Uvehochem ayir agoy sharidur asim nunal vazra lachem bete. Vichei, now another case. Im lo yiro kol reitiv. V'hakin ha-dogim. Rakiro ha-dogim ma'at mi'at im ha-reitiv. That's the tziyo that Bes Yosef visualizes in the machlekes between the Rivo and Rabbeinu Baruch. But the Shach doesn't apply the machlekes, the Rivo and Rabbeinu Baruch, to such a case. But the Bes Yosef applies the machlekes of the Rivo and Rabbeinu Baruch to this case where he pours little by little fish with soup together into the car. So in such a case, so Hakelosa, the Shach says, after Rabbeinu Baruch kidi klip, the Yiru Mivashal kidi klip. In such a case, so now, if he doesn't spill out the reitiv in the keile and leaving the fish in the keile, but he pours fish and reitiv several times, so not with one stroke, when the dog Tommy remained in the last batch, so then it could have assered 59 fishes, and then when he makes the last point of the last batch of 59 fishes together with the mutative, so then through the Iru, so the 59 fishes will asser the other fishes that are already in the cow. Why? Because Iru is mevashel kidei klip. Hakolos afil afil rabin boch kidei klip. Iru mevashel kidei klip. Ochshin is boya b'simin kufei. V'chein pirish abach. V'chein mivuya b'zalhet. V'chein muchach midivrei marshal b'zalhet asherei. Now this is very strange. I mean, the Primigodim points out already because the Primigodim, the Orach HaShulchan, you see. So from the Shach it's mashma that the marshal agrees with his seal in the machlekes between the Rivo and Rabbeinu Baruch. But the truth is that the Mashal has the tziur of the Bes Yosef, not the tziur of the Shach. All right. V'chei muchem de Mashal b'zalet ha-shalei. V'chei muchach lehedye ba'agoy sharidure rish simen nun. All right. B'chol amke ki v'rashti anshom b'chol amke svideik ki kotzart. V'hu deloy ki Bes Yosef v'yorav v'tiras chatos klal nalev dinechot שיבינו מחלקס ריבו ורבין ברוך כי שמערה מעט מעט הדוגי ממורייטיב לקו. So now he mentions the tzio that the Bes Yosef and the Ramo visualize. So in other words, the Bes Yosef and the Ramo visualize another tzio. You see, whereas the Shach and the Bach visualize a tzio where he empties out all the reitiv into one keil, and then he puts the gdeira. He leaves all the fishes for a certain time in the same gdeira in which they were cooked, and he puts the gdeira on each line in a right position. So Rabbi Bes Yosef and Ramo apply the machlekes between the Rivo and Rabbeinu Baruch to a case where he starts pouring out from the gdeiro into the karo, fish and rate. So he pours out one batch of fish and rate, then a second batch, a third batch, and then a fourth batch, a fifth batch, a fifth batch. So we anticipate. So we anticipate the possibility that the doctor may remain to the very end. To the very end. So then there is a machlekes. Then he pours out the last batch of fishes. So that's the machlekes. That's the case to which the Rivo and Rabbi Nebor have reference, according to the Bet Yosef and the Ramo. Now then he mentions something in the name of the Ramo in Teres Chatos. Would the Loiki Bes Yosef Arabi Teres Chatos Lan Valev Din Alev She Vino Machlekes Rivo Rabbi Nebor Kishimare Mat Mat Adogim Arizu Likor Elo Sharabi Teres Chatos Shom. So in parenthesis Bishem Agoy Shari Dure Sifnun Alev Hanal. I mean, so in other words, the Ramo attributed this to the Hagoye Sharidure. But the Rashach said that Hagoye Sharidure has reference to a case where he puts the Gdeiro in erect position while there is still a little bit of Reitev left in the Shalat. But the Ramo doesn't explain that Hagoye Sharidure in Simen and Aleph that way. So he says, Elo Sharav, Viteras Chatoshom, Kosav, Dafre bin Boch, Visiyate, Lui Matirim, Elo Kishiro, Hamayim bin Taim, Likliache, Acheriru Orishem, Kedem Shiro, Hakein Hadogim Shebimachres, Avolim Nishamat Mai, Im Hadogim, Viro Isom Likoro Hakloser, Dio Kiklerishin. It's very confusing, this part of the Shach. Because so it appears from the Shach that the Shach assumes that the Ramo visualizes the same Tzio as he does, as in the Bardo. But he said before So he says that not only the Bes Yosef visualizes the Tzio, where the person pours fish and Reitev together, Miat Miat. There are more also. Now here he says, Elo Sharav Viteras Chatoshom, Kosav, the Afrabin Boch, Visiyate, Loimatirim, Elokishira, Maim, Bintayim, Likliacher, Acheriro, Rishin Kim Shiro, Hakein, Adon Shemachves, Adon Shemat Maim, Adon Viro is the Koro, Hakloser. So, in other words, that the Rav Viteras Chato says that in such a case where is Miare, fish, and Reitev together, so then everybody would agree that it's Oser, even Rabbi Nebuch. But he just finished saying, "Vud loyki bes Yosef Rabbi Terasrato shivinu machlekes rivov Rabbi Nebuch kishemare meat miata dogim moritev liko." But the pshat is this: you see, there is a difference between the tzio visualized by the shach and the bach on one hand, and the tzio visualized by the Ramo in Terasratos on the other. And there is also a difference. There is a difference between the Tzio visualized by the Bes Yosef and the Tzio visualized by the Ramo in Teres Chatos. Even though he is kelel the Bes Yosef Tzio and the Ramo b'chodem machti, because according to Bes Yosef, the machlekes between the Rivo and Rabbi Nebuch has reference to a case where he is miare dogim and reitiv together. In every year he does it. Including the final year, the last batch. Now, that's the tzio that the Bes Yosef visualizes. The tzio that the Bach and the Shach visualize is that a case where the person doesn't want at this moment to empty out any fish, just the rate. So he dumps out all, he empties out all the rate, and then. He dumps out all the Reitev. So all the time, all the Yeruim, in all the Eruim, he just empties out, he just spills out Reitev. No fish. That's the Tzio that the Shach and the Bach visualize. The Ramo visualizes a Tzio where the person, all the Eruim except for the final Eru, so he pours fish and Reitev into the car. Now let's say here is the car, and then this is a Geira. So he starts pouring a number of fishes and rated into this car. Then another hero, a number of fishes and rated in the car, a third hero, a fourth hero. Then the last hero, the fifth time, the fifth hero. So when he has, let's say, 59 fishes and the mute of rated here in the Jolayim, and all the other fishes are already out of the dere, so then he decides to empty out the mute Reitev that remained into a separate Kehle, not into this Kare, into this, you see. So, all the Iruim prior to the final Iru, let's say he emptied out all the fishes in the course of 5 Iruim. So, 4 Iruim, he emptied out fish and Reitev into this Kare. Then, when he sees that there is very little left, and this is the final batch, the final Yeru, and he feels that there is still a little bit of Reitev left in the Shalayim, so he decides, he takes another Kele, and he decides to empty out the last quantity of Reitev into a separate Kele, not into that Kare, into which he emptied out the bulk of the fishes and the bulk of the Reitev, but in a separate Kele. In a separate Kehle. And then, after he empties out the last bit of Reitev into a separate Kehle, he empties out the last batch of just fishes, not Reitev, because no Reitev was left, into the same Kare that has fishes and Reitev. You see what I mean? This is how the Ramov visualizes the Machlekes between the Rivo and Rabbi Nevor. So in other words, there are three different tziyurim. The tziyur of the Shach and the Bach is where the person just empties out all the Reitev into a Kehle. And then he doesn't empty out any fish. After he gets through emptying out all the Reitev, he puts back the Gdeire Anichelai. That's the tziyur of the Shach and the Bach. The tziyur of the Bes Yosef is the person made 5 Yeruim, and in every Yeru, he pours out into the Kare, into the same Kare, Dogim and Reitev. And the last year also, Dogim and Reitev into the same Kare. The tzir of the Ramoy is that in all the Iruim, except the final Iru, he pours out, he empties out Dogim and Reitev into the Kare. But before he makes the fifth Yeru, the final Yeru, so he pours out the last quantity, the mute Reitev that was still left in the Shalayim, into one Kele, and then the last batch of fishes, he pours out into the same Kare, into which, in the previous Yeruim, he emptied out Dogim with Reitev. But, so in such a case, Rabbi Nebaruch, the Rivo, says that it's Oseah, and Rabbi Nebaruch says it's muter. But suppose, this is what Rambam says, suppose the last hero will also empty out into the same Kare, so then even Rabbi Nebaruch will be made that it's Oseah. Why? Because hero is little rishi. So Memele, when he empties out the last batch of 59 fishes plus a mute of Reitev into this Kare, so hero is little rishi. So the 59 fishes became Oseah. And then these come out, the 59 fishes are emptied out into the Kare together with Reitev. So Memele, it's hero is little rishi. So when the 59 fishes together with the mute Reitev are emptied out into this Kare, which already has 141 fishes, so all the 141 fishes will become Osare, according to Rabbi Nebaruch. You see, this is Elo Sharav v'Tiras Chatoshom Kosav Daf Rabbi Nebaruch v'Siyaitu Lematirim Elo Kishira Amayim Bintayim Likli Acher Acher Yorish Keidu Shira Hakin Adogim Shebimach אבל אם נשמת מים מבין דפיינויה אם הדוגים וירויסון לקורא הכל עושה דיירו ככלי ראשון ואם כן הרי תיב מלך הטעם יכתיך לכתיך והכל עושה אם אין שם שישים וקושרי לומו לשישים הוקיים אלון דיירו אין מבליה יסם לקליפה וכמו שכוספתי בסימן קופי סיבקות דלת וכן מלא אנה שישים כמדי ניסה מספשת יסם לקליפה וכניסה בסימן קופי וכמדוך So we explained it. I mean, this is what the Tzvila Tzadik says. In other words, that the Ramoshite is that here Iru is Mivashu Bikulei, not only Kediklipe. The only reason is why, because on one hand we have Aloche that Iru, that's a Machlik Rishenim, but the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is, and we pass like Rabbeinu Tam, that Iru is Kiklerishim. Iru is Kiklerishim. That's one. Then there is another aloch of Tatoigova. So the question is, how can we reconcile these two alochas? Monefshach, if Iru is Glirishin, Glirishin is Mevashel Bechulei. So why do we say it only Asas Kediklipe? The answer is, Tatoigova modifies and limits the aloche of Iru Glirishin. Why? Because that means Iru has the same thing as Glirishin. But there is a loch of Tatoigova too. So Memele indicates, so the Ramoshit is as follows. When do we say that Iru is only Mivashal Kideklipe if you pour hot water upon something that is cold? Now, what does cold mean? Cold means not Yatzeledis, that's cold. So if you pour hot water upon something that is cold, so we say Tatoigova. And after a few moments, so even the hot water on the top will cool off. So Mimele, it cannot be Mavliya Bikule, because it'll be cold. But Adimeikar Bola Kiliklit. But it takes a few moments until it cools off. It doesn't happen in a split second. So Mimele, the hot thing is, it manages to be mavliya kideklipe within the first moment before the hot water on top. It manages to cool off before the bottom. I mean, before the cold bottom manages to cool off the hot water that is being poured on. So the Ramoshit is, I mean, so it really doesn't present any difficulty against the Ramo. I mean, it can very easily answer the kashe of the Shach against the Ramo. The Ramo holds, when do we say that Iru is only Mivashal Kideklipe, not Mavliya Bikulei, if the Badem is completely cold? So then we say, Tatoigova, the cold bottom in a moment will manage to cool off the top. But suppose the bottom is also hot. It's Yatzeledes. But it's a cliché. Alright. So we say cliché is not Mivashel. So a true cliché is not Mivashel. But the top one can be Mivashel. But if the bottom one is completely cold, then after a moment, the heretofore hot top will also become cold. So it's only the first moment until it cools off. So the maximum bliya that could take place in the first moment is kiliklipe. I mean, a thorough bliya could not take place in one moment, in the first moment. But so that's only true if the bottom is mamish seinen, if it's not yatziledes. But if the bottom is yatziledes, but it's a cliché. So cliché is not mivashel. But here we have a Niru that is Klerishen. So the top one will be Mivashel. But if the bottom had been completely cold, then the top one after a moment will also be cold. But the bottom one is also hot, except that it's a Klerishen. So true Klerishen itself cannot be Mivashel. But it is incapable. A Klerishen that is hot is incapable of cooling off the top that is, I mean, Klisheni, that is hot, is incapable of cooling off the top that is hot. Only a bottom that is cold can, in a moment, cool off the top that is hot. But not a bottom that is hot even though it's a cliche. So that's the sheet of the Ramo. And what the sheet of the Shach? The sheet of the Shach is, since the Halacha declares that klisheni is not mivashel, that means that al pidin we consider any chaim of klisheni like tzein. So mimele, just as a badem tzeinen is capable of cooling off in a moment, the tap hat, so a badem warm klisheni is also capable in a moment to cool off the tap hat, the tap that is hot. Alright. As a matter of fact, the Ramos Svori is very reasonable, and this is what the Tzvila Tzadik says. Nearly the Kashel at your Schatos, the Hodi Yiru Raki de Klipe, Haini Mira Hotsein in the Tatoy Govar, Aval Kan Shiru and Esorim, Aval Vetrin Shebikore, Shindifna Klimi Karin, or Zero Isaligamre, Vigamahane Samech, there's a second Kashi is. Second Kashi is also answered, because the Shach says that Samech shouldn't be effective. Why? Because the Shach assumed that the extent of the Bliye is only Kidei Klipe. So if the extent of the Bliye is only Kidei Klipe, so he cannot be Mitzarim the whole thing. Mashinkin, if we say that here we don't apply the Aloha, the principle of the Toikova, so the extent of the Klipe is the whole thing, not only Kidei Klipe. So Memele, there can be Bitul B'Samech. So the second Kashi is also answered. Is all sense. Alright. Now. Because Lomeli Shishi, Hokaim Landir in Mavri Esam Nichlipe, Uchim Nikos Bissim, Uchim Shtafti Bissim in Kufay, Vichem Mayane Shishi, Kim Dein Yisam Ispashet, Kim Dein Yisam Ispashet Yisam Nichlipe, Uchim Yisam Bissim in Kufay, Ubozelo Mashma Dasa Bis Yosef Ke, Elo Mashma Lhedi Midvorov, Da Filo Yira Hamayim Bin Taim Shom. So, in other words, so because of that, the Teres Chatos applies the machlekes between the Rivo and the Rabbi Baruch to a case where the primary iruim are made by pouring fish and reitiv together into the kare, but in the last iru, just the last batch of fishes is poured into the kare, but the last bit of reitiv is poured into a separate kare. Mashenkein, if the last iru is also poured, it also consists of fish and reitiv together, then the Ramos says even Rabbeinu Baruch will be made that all the fish will become osa, and not just Kidei Klipe, but the Ramos says it will be osa completely. Why completely? So the Shach's taina is no, it's only Mivashel Kidei Klipe. So the Teretz is, the Ramos shita is, when do we say that Tiru is Mivashel Kidei Klipe only when the bottom is completely cold, when it's not even Yatzeleda? So then we say Tatoigova, Mashainkin, where the bottom is also hot, except that it's Yatzeledes, except that it's a klisheini. So even though the Ramo is chilik on the Mashal, if the Ramo had agreed with the Mashal Chite that by double gush, so klisheini is in Mevashel, then the Chite would even be more reasonable. But it's reasonable as it is, even according to the Ramo Chite, that by double gush klisheini is not Mevashel. But even though klisheini is not mivashel even by dovagush, so the fishes in the kare that are hot could not be mivashel according to the Ramo, but the fact is that they are hot. In other words, you couldn't keep your finger on the fishes in the kare comfortably. So mimele, we can't apply the principle of Tatoigova. If we can't apply the principle of Tatoigova, so mimele Yiru has a din of klirish. The only reason as to why Yiru is only mivashel to the klipe is because after a moment it will cool off. It can only cool off if the bottom one is completely cold. But if the bottom one is yatziladis, it cannot cool off anymore. So melee, there can be bliya b'chul. So that's the sheet of the Ramo. If the last tiru also consists of dogim and reitev together, then Rabin Boruch will also be made that all the fishes will become us. All right. He says, ubezeloi mashva dasa bes Yosef kei. But the Bes Yosef, it's not mashma that he agrees with Ramo. It's mashma from the Bes Yosef that he visualizes its Yiru, where the last Yiru also consists of dogim and reit. El mashma al miyed midvorod afil lo yira amayim bintayim. Isho. Oh, but the question is, why is it muter? But here is declaration. V'nira li v'sfir le Bes Yosef di klipa al kolponim bino. So all the other achreinim, achilik on the shach. The Shach says something, he puts something into the mouth of the Bes Yosef that the Bes Yosef doesn't mention. I mean, the Bes Yosef doesn't say that Rabbeinu Baruch will agree that Kidikli beats us. The Bes Yosef says that it's Mutas. I mean, so that's strange. I mean, this pshat that this shita that the Shach attributes to the Bes Yosef, in other words, the Bes Yosef holds that the machlekes between the Rivo, and Rabbeinu Baruch is on the question as to whether the fishes are osa completely, but to the extent of klipe, even Rabbeinu Baruch is made that it's osa. That this is the Bes Yosef shita. So all the other nesikelim, I mean, achilik on the shach, and they assume that they call it the Bes Yosef. So Rabbeinu Baruch shita is that even though all the Yeruim consisted of dogim in mayim, in miut mayim, still according to Rabbeinu Baruch, the fishes do not become osar at all. You don't even have to be killed. Now the question is, why? Alright. So, Rabbi Bes Yosef doesn't agree with the Ramoshi. The Ramoshi is that we do not even say Tatoi Gova in a case where the Klisheini is Ham, is Yatzel Edes. Alright. So the Bes Yosef is Chelik on that. But, so we do say Tatoi Gova, but even if we say Tatoi Gova, but the Adi Meika Bololik Niklipe, so here too, why does Rabbeinu Baruch say that the dog is Mamuta Likamre, and all the Achenim, Achelik and the Shacham. In other words, so they all assume that according to Bes Yosef, Rabbeinu Baruch Shite is, that it's Mamuta Likamre. As a matter of fact, it's Mashma from the Lashon of Mechaber that way. As the Ramo himself is Midayik in Tiras Chatos, because the Mechaber here, mentions everything in terms of ilchatchile, in other words, but the eved, everything is muta. The eved, everything is muta. So, and it doesn't say, I mean, that kediklipe it's osa. All right, it could be. So you could explain the mechaber the reason as to why the eved, everything is muta, because he passes like Rav Nishimshin. All right, but it's not mashma from the loshim of the Bes Yosef that he should assume that according to Rabbeinu Baruch, kediklipe l'chol hapoches is osa. It's mashma from the pashtus haloshon of the Bes Yosef, not as the Shach attributes to the Bes Yosef. So from the pashtus haloshon of the Bes Yosef, it's mashma that according to Rabbeinu Baruch, everything is muta. We don't even have to be caliph. Oh, so the answer is, as I mentioned last time, what the crazy place? The crazy place, he says. Because here, in this case, the reason is why the Bes Yosef holds that according to Rabbeinu Baruch, even klipe is not necessary, and we do not say that Iru is mivashal kedi klipe, because when is Iru mivashal kedi klipe? Is capable of being mafrit and mavliya keachod only if it is ikiluach shein nifsak, an unbroken jet. But if it is a kiluach hanifzak, so then it can only, the shach says in Simen Kufei, it can only be mavliya by itself or mafli by itself, but it cannot do both together. In order to answer all the other fishes in the kare, then two things must happen. It must be maflit, the particles of isa from the interior of the 59 here to four dogim teirim, and absorb the same into the 140 fishes in the kare. So it has to do two things. And the Shach himself in Simen Kufei says that Kiluach Hanifzak can only be Mavliya by itself, can only be Mavli by itself, but it cannot accomplish both things. I mean, this is what the crazy place says. Now, the question is, so why does the Ramo say, now the Ramo is also made that the Kiluach Hanifzak cannot be mivashel at all, not even kiliklipe. I mean, this is explicitly mentioned in Bosa B'cholov by the Ramo. As a matter of fact, the Ramo ligabi vis-a-vis Bosa B'cholov, he paskens that if, let's say, you had two gderes on the stove, and in one gdera you had meat with soup, and in another gdera you had milk, and then the milk overflew, or the soup overflew, and it fell into the gdeir of boso, on the gdeir of cholov. So if it was a kiluach shein and ifzar, then it becomes osir. But if just a drop overflew from the boso to the cholov, from the cholov to the boso, a kiluach and ifzar, so it's not even osir. It's not even osir. The question is, I mean, we discussed it in Simin Kufay when we went over the Nikudes HaKesef. V'kal Echalik. So in other words, so the Nikudes HaKesef. Now this is in Simen. Oh, in Simen Tzadik Beis. Siv Zay. Now Simen Tzadik Beis. Siv Zay. Dagoyes Ramoa de Badem. The second line from the end of the column of the Agoyes Ramo, the Freish Dalad on the base, Vikiluach Minagdeiro, Reseches, Shoholach El Deiro Tinenes, Im Nifsaka Kiluach Minagdeiro Reseches, Kede Meshigi Al Atenen, Havanami Kiklishen, Vim Loy Nifsak, Havi Kiyiru Vagdeiro Atenenes Nesro, but Im Nifsaka Kiluach, so Havi Kiklishen, it doesn't become Osa. Let's say milk overflew, and drops of milk fell into the Deiro of Bosa. Even though there is no shishim in the day of boso, so the day of boso is muter, because there was no continuous jet of milk falling into the day of boso. So maybe it doesn't tasa. But the question is, so the shach in Kudes HaKesef in Simen Kufay. Now the shach in Simen Kufay in Kudes HaKesef, we went over it. Simen Kufay, Siv Gimel, the Nikudes HaKesef, at the bottom, the last line, Nikudes HaKesef, Taf Reish Mendale. Vafilu biyiru shenifzak hakeluach, so the Shach says, it cannot be maflit and mavliya keachot, but maflit by itself, mavliya by itself, it can. So he says, Ayim b'simen tzadik bei, Siv zayim b'agoye, so now it's ikashe, so we see, that it cannot even be maflit or mavliya by itself. It doesn't tasa, the Ramo says. If a drop of milk overflew into Igderas Boso, if it was Keluach and Ifsak. So it doesn't tasa the Boso. So, Vitzorich Lechalik, Ayin Shom. So what? So we explained it. What's the Lechalik? Because, I mean, this is really mentioned in Simen Tzadik Beis by Zalman Magoyes, in Shar Efrayim, in Simen Tzadik Beis. Because, it can only be mavliya by itself, but need not be maflit and mavliya keechot. So maybe bishul it isn't. So since it's not bishul, so in Bosa Becholov there are bishlos at all. So when it's not there are bishul, midrais it's not osir. But midrabanon even kovush by Bosa Becholov is osir. Mashenkin in this case where it cannot even be maflit mavliya keechot, so the chachomim didn't aser it by Bosa Becholov. So Bosa Becholov it's muda. This is what Rabbi Chaim Zalman Magoyes says in his Agoyes in Simen Tzadik Beis. And the same Ramo, the Yad Efray here, when we went over the Nikudes HaKesef, so we referred to this Yad Efray. So he says, the first line in Yad Efrayim and Daf Reish Hei at the bottom, the first line from the top in the Yad Efrayim, because of Bishayu the Chuvas Chuvas Chayim Sim Yudalev the Biyiru Sholi Nifse Kakeluach Sheosa Midine Ein Lehoke Vitzorich Samech Neged Aklik Uvi Nifse Kakeluach Yeish Lismech Lahatia Lechim Kosa Bisi Vechemet Meishiv Shimech Misha. So in other words, the Al Samachenim who are making in all Yisurim a Kiluach Kiluach Hanifzak. So the Wachilik and the Shach. The Shach says that it is also Kiluach and Nifzak. So he says, but the Asam who amatir u'mikosh mibosa becholov shebeloi bishlu de rabbonon u'vishor isurim yesh lahachmir kishin nefset. So in other words, so the other Frayim paskens that by shor isurim if it's not nefset merube, so we should be machmir because the Shach shita is that Kiluach and Nifzak asers. it gas us. Machine kim babas bachol of so even according to the shach. It's not us. It's not us. Anyway, so but the shach himself says, even vis-a-vis Shorisuri, that while Kiluach Hanifsak does aser, it can only be Mavliya by itself, or be Mavli by itself. But it cannot be Mavlit and Mavliya. And here to aser the other fishes, we have to resort to two things, that it's Mavlit from the 59, and it's Mavliya in the 140. That Kiluach Hanifsak cannot accomplish. So that's the pshat in the Besyos. Now the question is, so why is the Ramo Chilik? So what do we say? The Ramo is Chilik and Mitzies. It's difficult to assume that they are just Chilik and Mitzies. And it seems, as a matter of common sense, that when you have Igdele with fish and soup, and when you pour, so maybe you have many fishes, so the continuity of the jet will be broken, will be interrupted. I mean, it's impossible it should be any other way. How can you pour fish and soup together with the continuity of flow of the water? I mean, it's impossible. Because fish keep on falling and they are mafsik and they break the continuity of the flow. So it's not mistabeh that the machlekes between the Beis Yosef and the Ramo is on the question as to whether Rabbi Baruch has reference to a case where as a result of the iru of fish and retif together, so the jet is broken or the jet is not broken. I mean, it's not mistab. So it is assumed that the Ramo agrees with the same mitzies that the Beis Yosef assumes. They're not really kind of mitzies. Still, the Ramo says that even though it's nifsak as kluach as a result of the fish falling down, being emptied out from the gdeiro into the kare. So even though the kluach is nifsak, but it still has the din of iklerish. But Ramo himself passes in basa b'cholov in simesadik beis that yirush nifsak a kluach doesn't imasa. So it's not iklerish. So apparently the Ramo shite is, and this point is a machlekes between the Beis Yosef and the Ramo. Now, everybody agrees that only a niru of an unbroken jet, of a continuous flow, has a din of klirish. But if it's a broken flow, I mean, there is no continuity of flow, so then it does not have a din of klirish. But the Ramoshite is, it's not a question whether there is continuity of flow or not. That's not the important thing. It's a question whether there is a substantial flow. Usually, when the kiluach is nifsak, why is the kiluach nifsak? Because you don't have any jet. You don't have any real flow. Let's say, when you pour drops, so then you don't have continuity flow. If you keep on dripping drops, individual drops. So there is no real jet of a dovalach coming from one kele into another. So that's why it's not mivashir. But if there is a substantial flow, there is a real jet of water operating, except that on account of the fish that are poured out together with the reiti, so mainly the fish interrupt the continuity. So, but the jet is capable of having a continuous flow. There is a substantial jet of reiti, except that the fish are mafsik and they interrupt the continuity of flow. So that does not diminish the chaim. Why do we say that ikluach hanifsak is not mevashel? Because if it's ikluach hanifsak, so then there is a substantial diminution in the heat. So when is that true? If the reason as to why there is no continuity of flow is because of the fact that there is very little water being poured. So then there is a diminution in the heat. So maybe it cannot be mevashel. Masha'inkin, in this case, he has a pot with an abundance of soup. But there are fishes too. So memele, the fishes come in the rop, the mafsik, the reitev, and mimele, that interrupts the flow. But there is a jet that is capable of a continuous flow. But for a different reason. The continuity is broken. Now let's say, suppose you pour from a boiling kettle of water into another kettle, you pour, and then a person throws a bolt through the jet, and that interrupts the flow for a moment. So will you say that mimele it cannot be mivashel just because the bowl for a moment interrupted the flow of the jet? No! There is a jet that is capable of a continuous flow. So mimele, the heat is not diminished. That's the sheet of the Ramon. Whereas the sheet of the Bes Yosef is that even though b'mtzias there is no continuous flow because the fishes get a mafsik in the middle of the reitev, but mimele that itself diminishes the heat and it's not mivashlen. That's the machlekes. Not that there is a machlekes between the Bes Yosef and the Ramo and the mitzis. All right. Now, so we see that there are two tiyurim, two explanations in the machlekes between the Rivo and Rabbeinu Baruch. One tiyur is the tiyur visualized by the Bes Yosef. In other words, that the Rabbeinu Baruch and the Rivo have referenced a case where the person pours dogim and soup together many times, and even the last tiyur, he consists of an iru of dogim and soup together. So in such a case, Rabbeinu Baruch is matir. Rabbeinu Baruch is matir. Why is Rabbeinu Baruch matir? Because, but it should be osea. The kasha of the shachis l'chol apoches k'diklipe, it should be osea. So why does Rabbeinu Baruch say it's muter? So the answer is given by the crazy place, because it's kiluach hanifzak, and even though here it's not nifzak because of the smallness of the quantity of water of reitev in the jet. I mean, there is an abundance of water in the jet, but it's nifzak because the dogim are mafsik. So even in such a case, Rabbeinu Baruch holds, according to Bes Yosef, that it has a din of ikeluach hanifzak. Mimele it's not mevashel, and it doesn't asar at all. It's ikeluach hanifzak, and mimele it doesn't asar at all, because even the Shach in Simen Kufay says that ikeluach hanifzak can only be mavliya by itself or mavli by itself, but it cannot be mavlit and mavliya together. Alright, and here, in order to ask the other fishes, it has to accomplish two things: be maflit and be mavli. Alright, that's the shite of Rabbeinu Baruch. Now, so, and what's the shite of the Rivo? So, why is the Rivo chilek? So, we could say that according to the Rivo, the reason is why. According to the Bes Yosef Pshat in the Machlekes between the Rivo and the Balatrumo, so the Balatrumo is Matir because it's Ikeluach Hanifzak. And even though there is a substantial jet of Reitev, but it is interrupted. Yeh meizetam sheyeh. So it has a din of Ikeluach Hanifzak. Ikeluach Hanifzak. And why is the Rivo Chilek? So we can say that the Rivo, it has the svore, the Rivo, according to Bes Yosef, has the same svore that Ramo has. But Ramo considered that svore as such a svore pshuto that he couldn't even conceive that Rabbeinu Baruch would be chilek on it. But according to Bes Yosef, that's the machlekes between the Rivo and Rabbeinu Baruch. according to Miss Yosef, in other words, the Rivo asks it, even though it's Kiluach HaNifzak, so and the Rivo will also be made that if it is Mamesh Kiluach HaNifzak, then it doesn't Aser, then it cannot be Mivashil at all. But the Rivo holds, when do we say that Kiluach HaNifzak cannot be Mivashil altogether? If it's Nifzak on account of the insignificant quantity of the miniature character of the quantity of Reite. If it sniffs up because of the miniature character of the liquid, then it cannot be Mevashel. But if the Reite consists of a substantial jet of Reite, except that it is sniffs up because the fish come inside and they are mafsik, so then it does not, so that does not diminish the heat of the jet substantially. Mimele it's mivash. That's the sheet of the revolt. But Rabbi Baruch is chelik. So in other words, the same machlekes between the Bes Yosef and Ramo, according to Bes Yosef, is the machlekes between the revolt and Rabbi Baruch. Alright, now then, but according to Bes Yosef, suppose we would have the other case, the tzio visualized by the Bach and the Shach and the Drishe, where he pours the Rivo doesn't entertain such a big chiddush, you see. So that's the reason. So according to Bes Yosef, so in the tzio visualized by the Drishe and the Bach and the Shach, even the Rivo would say that the fish are muta. The fish are muta. All right. Now let's proceed. Yes.
In the here before vacation, you mentioned that the lapok is between the Rivo and the. The Rabbein Baruch might be along the lines of the Marshal Shita that we only take Kishenus not Mavashal Agave, Dover Lachsa, not Agave, Dover Gush, and that the fish warm the soup. So is this another Pshat?
Yeah, that's another Pshat. That's not Pshat. We'll come to that too. Yeah. All right. Oh, V'nirli Yisrili Abis Yosef, V'klip Al-Koponim Bino, V'linechli Kol Leser Aki, V'chim Da'asa Yisrael V'hetashom, V'invol. Daf Rav in Boruch klipe mi boy, mishim de beidom reitchim vilachim, neig ma asurim al metorim. I'm sure. De loike abach she tamo tei megdeil al Bes Yosef. In other words, actually, he's not chilek on the Bach. It's very misleading. If you don't look into the Bach, so you'd think that he's chilek on the Bach on a substantive question. He's not chilek on the Bach on a substantive question. Because he says the same thing as the Bach. The Bach is only masik against the Bes Yosef because the Bach assumes that according to the Bes Yosef, when you are miare fish and reitiv together from the gdeir into the kare, so Rabbi Baruch says that everything is muter, it's not even wasak de klipe. So the Bach says, how can he say it's not wasak de klipe? After all, here is mevashak de klipe. So the Shach says the loika Bach. In other words, he attributes to the Bes Yosef the Shite that according to Bes Yosef, so Rabbi Baruch is also made that it's also a klipe. So this is what he says the loika Bach. In other words, not the way the Bach, not like the Shite that the Bach attributed to the Bes Yosef. That's but he is not chilik on the Bach on any substantive question, because he agrees with the Bach that the klipa should be yosef. But he is chilik on the Bach as to what the sheet of the bis yosef is. Ve'im kantei meklal miu belo yiru. Suppose there is no reite, is mater habach avloi klipa vidas ra shehivi asmag. That's the Rabbi Shimshin Shibi. Nire, this is what I mentioned last year. Nire, the Alkoponim being on Shiye Rison Shelzat Milo or Rob. Kidise Bagoish Ardura now. Vim came be baits in Dosa Rabbi Nivoch, Mitam Shin Regimon Lies Rob, after Rabbi Shimshin Osa. ולאובין מה שכוסף מרשאו פרק דנושה סימן דלת ולרבין שימשן מותור נף הבית. And Ramoshit is also like that. Ramoshit. So I discussed, I mentioned what the Primigodim says. In other words, because the Shach is Lishitose, because the Shach in Simen Kufte Siv Gimul says that Yovish V'Yovish, that is bottle Rov. So Rov means not just more, but Rov means double. So in other words, in order that 60 dogim asurim, or let's say 59 dogim asurim, should become bottle berov, so you must have not 60 dogim mutorim to be bottle berov. According to the Shach, all that is necessary is 60. So if you have it aruves of yovish biyovish of 59 dogim asurim and 60 dogim mutorim, so the 59 dogim asurim will become bottle berov in the 60 dogim mutorim. According to the Roshite, so in Berek Habayis, so if you have 59 dogim asurim, so it can become bottle berov only if it's mixed up with a minimum of 118 dogim mutorim, because you must have double. 2 times 59 is 118. So in other words, so the Primigodim says that the machlekes between the marshal and the shach is on the, now the marshal says that according to Rabbi Shimshen, so even beitzim amud. The shach says that even according to Rabbi Shimshen, beitzim arasuetz. Because just as Rabbi Nivoch has to distinguish between the case of Beitzim and the case of Dogim. Why? Because Dogim, you cook in great bulk, but Beitzim, you don't cook in great bulk. So Mimele, according to Rabbi Shimshin, you also have to distinguish between Beitzim. But the Marshal holds that whereas according to Rabbi Nivoch, Rabbi Nivoch's school can only apply to Dogim, but Rabbi Shimshin's school can apply to Beitzim as well. Why? So the Primigodim says, because the Marshal agrees with the sheet of the Berkabites that in order to apply the din of Bitul Birov, we must have double, not just more. Whereas the Shach Lishitose, he agrees with the sheet of the Shittim Kubetzes in Beitzed Avdalet, that we don't need double Kefal. We only need more. Some mele, the Shach says Monafshach. Rabbi Baruch says that there is a difference between Beitzim and Dogim. Why? Because Dogim, you cook in great bulk. In other words, one might cook even 200 fishes in one pot, but one would never cook 200 Beitzim in one pot. So, because of that, so Gai Gabi Dogim, so even if we anticipate the maximum, that 59 dogim remain together with the Dog Tome in the last batch in the Shule Agdeo. So 59 fishes became Osea, but then there might be in the Kare, so you might have 140 fishes, so Mimele, so it becomes bottle below. Comes bottle off. Mashenkin Gabi Beitzim, you don't cook so many Beitzim. So, but the Shach Shite is that in order to apply the din of Bitul Berov, if you have more, so then you can apply the Bitul Berov. So then he's forced to come to the conclusion that a person is not likely to cook more than 120 to cook 120 beitzim in one pot. Less than 120 beitzim in one pot. But not 120 beitzim in one pot. So mimele, because if it is the practice of people to cook, let's say, 130 beitzim in one pot, so why does Rabbi Boch say by beitzim it's osel? Why shouldn't he apply the same principle that he applies to dogim? Why shouldn't he apply it to beitzim? So let's say if he cooks, let's say, 130 beitzim in one pot, so even if we anticipate the maximum, that 59 beitzim remained with the beitzu asur in the last batch, in the shule agdeo, so 59 beitzim became osea, 59 beitzim became osea, but then in the karo you have 100 and in the karo you have about 61 or 62 or 63 or 64. Altogether you had 130 beitzim. So when the 59 beitzim that became osea in the shule agdeo become ultimately mixed up with the 61 or 62 or 63 beitzim that Amutore is, so there should be bitul berov. So why does Rabbi Boch say that beitzim is osea? Obviously, we can deduce from Rabbi Boch that it's not the practice of people to cook so many beitzim, 120 beitzim. So the maximum number of beitzim that one cooks in one pot is, let's say, 100, 110. So if you cook only 110 beitzim, So if you do anticipate the maximum, that 59 beitzim remained, in the shule agdeo together with the beitzo, ha'asuro. So mimele, how can you apply Rabbi Shimshon Shite of Isura Berubi? Because if 59 beitzim remained in the shule agdeo in the last batch, so how many do we have in the karo? Only about 50. So then, the Yisea happened to be in the Shule Agdeo, on the basis of the principle of Isura Berubi Yisea. So maybe all the 59 beitzim became Osea. So we cannot apply Rav Nishimshe's din of Isura Berubi Yisea. This is the Shach Sechach. Mashein Kind the Marshal, he holds that he agrees with the Shite of the Berek Abayis, that Bittul Berov requires Keiful double. So Mimele, if 59 Beitzim became Osea, so how many Beitzim Mutoris would you need in order that the Din of Bittul Berov should take effect? Not 60 Beitzim Mutoris, but at a minimum of 118 Beitzim. So in other words, now it's not the Derech, so it is the Derech of people to cook 130 beitzim. 130 beitzim in one pot at the same time. But it's not the derech of people to cook 180 beitzim in one pot at the same time. So memele, Rabbeinu Boruch Skule cannot apply to beitzim. Because Rabbeinu Boruch rejects the principle of Isura Beribise. So according to Rabbeinu Boruch, we always have to be cheshesh that the thing that is osa, whether it's the doktome or the beitz asuro, is together with the last batch of fishes or of beitzim in the shule agdeo. So mimele, Rabbi Boruch has to say that gabi beitzim it is osa. Why? Because he cannot apply the same lomdes that he applies l'gabi dogim. Because l'gabi dogim, he says, l'gabi dogim, so it is the derech to cook 180 dogim in one pot, even 200 dogim. So mimele, even if the maximum happened, and 59 dogim remained till the last moment, in the last batch, bishule agdeiro, together with daktomei, and that made 59 dogim osea, but then, when he dumps the last batch into the kare, so, and how many dogim does he have in the kare? He has 140. So, as against 59, so you have more than double. So you only need 118 to be mevatel. And when the 59 dogim become yurev with 140, dogim mutorim, so then there is bitul berov. Mashein kein gabi beitzim, so the maximum number of beitzim you could cook in one part at one time is 130. So Monefshech, if 59 dogim became Osea, if 59 dogim became Osea, so you don't have 118 dogim left. You have 61, 62, maybe 65 beitim, mutores. So as far as the aloche of Isura Berube is, so you can say it. Rabbi Nishimshim Skule, you can apply. But Rabbeinu Baruch Skule, that Bittul Berov, so if altogether you cooked 130 beitim and 59 remained in the Shule Agdeiro, so then you don't have 118 beitim left in the kare. So maybe they cannot be Bittul Berov. That's the machlokes. Alright. ולאובי מה שקוס את מהשאר פרק דנו של סימן ד' תורם נשים שמתורן את הביצים וכי מה שמתרסחת לשום וכאן בהגויה מי הוא הובה לקושתה תורם נשים שמובותר אפילו לא יראה מים לפסות כיוון דיטלינו דעדוק תומי הויו ברובן וכי מה שמתרסחת לשום ולעניין דיני הנה כל הפסקים הנעל עמדים בשיטה סרבי נבורך וכי פוסק מרינו פרץ בתשבט סימן שינון א' ומייבי והגוי סמורת החי דחום וכן פוסק יסוותר וכן נזכי מרשל שום וכן פוסק הבח ושום אחרי אלו שערב ותרסחת השום מייקל בדול והבח יסיקולו וכוסב הוא דלוי כתרסחת אז נאו דה תאז מנשין הוא דה רמוס איזה תרסחת אז דה רמוס איזה תרסחת אז that on the basis of the principle of telling the hokir in the Rabbonon it should be mutahir בלוי טעם וראי ובאמס יש לעיים בדובר דו טיינס הרב ותרסחתוס לחיר ונחיר דו יגור המנשפח דאז לינו לקור משום דחים דהב דרבונון וייסופיק אם יש עוד שישים אז לינו לקור אם כן הוא עדין הוח וגם טיינו השניו נחיינו היא כאילו דקיימלון כי הרש בו בעתור so that words one tiny of the Tereschatos is against those who are there they say that it should be muter Bain bay dogim, bain bay beitzim, on account of the halacha of tailing hawk. So in other words, so it seems that Ramo assumed. Now, when do we say tailing hawk? When it's min b'mineh. So in other words, when we have, let's say, tarukis of min b'mineh, we are sure that there is rov. We are not sure it's nishpach. We are not sure as to whether there was Shishim, since Shishim is only Midrabon by Mimimine, so I lock it. So here too, so apparently Ramo assumed that the Taruves of Dogim, of Dog Tomei and Dog Muter, is the Taruves of Mimimine. It's Taruves of Mimimine. Well, this is what the Shach will discuss, but this is what Ramo assumed, that a Taruves of the Dog Tomei and the Dog Toir is the Taruves of Mimimine. So Menele, and since we don't know whether the Dog Tomei remained in the last batch together with 59 fishes or not, it's not Muchach that it remained in the last batch. Maybe the Dog Tomei was dumped out at the very in the first year, not in the last year. And even if it did remain till the very end. Maybe in the last year there were no 59 fishes left. Maybe there were only 20 fishes left. Maybe only 10 fishes left. Maybe only 5, I mean. So there is a possibility we had there. We don't know what had happened. We anticipate the maximum. Now, maybe 59 fishes, together with the Tomei, remained in the Shule Agdeiro after this moment. Maybe yes, maybe no. So it's maybe no too. And since it's maybe no, and it's Rob, there certainly is, the question is about Shishim, so maybe it should be Tilok. That's one kashi. That's one Rai that the Tereschatos mentions as to why we should say that it's Muta. Bainbi Beitzim, Bainbi Dogim. And then the other Rai is because of the Aloha mentioned in Simen Kuf Yudalev, that if you have took Deiris, if you have took Deiris of Eta, and then you have Ichtichas Yisrael that fell into one of the Deiris of Eta. Now each day of Feta by itself is Rov neged Echtichasis, but it does not. Each day of Feta by itself does not have Shishim neged Echtichasis. But the two day of Feta together have Shishim neged Echtichasis, and Echtichasis fell into one day. So then we imagine as if the two gderes had been mixed together, as long as they belong to the same person. So it's very likely that ultimately they will be mixed together. They belong to the same person. So maybe he will, so it's likely that he will mix them together. So Mimele is considered as if it is already mixed together. Why do we say that? Because this din applies to min b'minei, or it's only min rabbanon, because min raise rov is in rov, but min b'minei, so sin shishim is only required min rabbanon, and the two gderes are likely to be mixed together, then there will be shishim neged chtichas iseah. So even though at this moment there is no shishim in either one, since we don't know in which dera it fell, so we consider it as if everything is murav together. So here too, so over there we say it, so he, where it's in two dera, so we consider the heter that is in this dera and the heter in that dera, that they are considered already murav together, because ultimately they will be mixed together. So certainly in this part, in this dera, so true, at one moment there was a separation between this batch and that batch, but ultimately they'll be together. So Mimele, so there is shishim, and once they're together there is shishim, so we should consider it as it more together. These are the two ways. V'nartayin ha'ashni o'necheinei kim dikaimlon ka'arash b'vartur sof simen kufidale dehakel nichpas b'sofik v'lomer lo yitztarev kan hakel levati v'dei hakleim adidavke gabi beis deire shel heter שנופל איסה לסך אחס מן ואין ידוע לאיזה נופל ואין בכל האחס מן לבטלי הוא דקיימלון דשתי המצטרפס כיוון דהשתי איסופיק לפנינו ולא נדע לאיזה נופל אם כן הכל חודי וחודי יקלונם עדי לתירי ונאי דחודי מנאי ועדי איסורי. So we say in סימן קופי ד' מקום מקים לא נדע איזה שני המצטרפים מה שאין כן אוכל ולא לא נדע איזה ונסער ויחקרים שני לדלי הסופיק. So it's impossible, it's not reasonable to say that the other רבי יפרה מסתברי דוג אבי בייז די רשארים אותם שכל שעושת ויסער ונסקו כבר מורף, כל שכנים הוא מורף כבר, it's the same part. ודי חקלאי מה וכל הנך פוסקים. But then you can say, who, that din that is mentioned in Simen Kiyud Aleph, who's chidesh is it? It's not all the Rishenim agree with that. The Roa is chilek on that din. But the Mechaber in Simen Kiyud Aleph, Paskos like the Rashbo. So Memele, you can say that all these Rishenim who Asa the Dogim and the Beitzim, they are chilek on the Rashbo's din. They agree with the Roa, that Gavishteik they raise, we do not consider them Meuret, just because it's Seifel Yisarev. So that's Deichak. Deichak Leim Yochalan Achpes Kan Yisrael Karash Vatur. Veid, Dimkin Lahavu Lifse Kavusai. But the question is, but the Shulchan Aruch Paskens like the Rashbo in Simen Kiyud Aleph. So how does he even discuss this question? He shouldn't even discuss this question. Avi Kavusai, Kim Yochalan Achpes Kim Chilkin Alay. ובפרט שהם מחמירים ואידה הרי הטור אימת גם כי אם בשיטס רבי נבורך ויסו שם בסימן כיוד א' כהרש ונראה דכל הנחפוסקי מיירה במים בשן מיני שהדוק תומי אין מיני וכי נביצה ספריה אחו ביצה so not a tense the kasha ותירס חטוס. How can any rishon say that by dogim or by beitzim mitzos are? But let's assume that we don't agree with the principle of Rabbi Nishimshen that Isura Berubise. So there is no Chazok Isura Berubise. So it's Sofik Ashoko. But even by Sofik Ashoko, so when we don't know, we can. So then we are Tehillel Hokim. We are Tehillel Hokim. So, and the other kashe, because since it's min b'minei, it's negei only the Rabbonon, so mele we can. That which is ultimately destined to be Murech together, so we consider them as if it's already Murech, like the Halacha mentioned in Simen Kufyedal. Oh, so we can say, because this din of Tehillel Hokil applies to Min B'minei, where is it Rabbon? It doesn't apply to Min Shalom B'minei. This din of Seifel Yisariv, Reinei Seikilu Murech, Kvo, so that also applies only to Min B'minei. So here it's Min Shalom B'minei, so Memele it's Negei Dereisi. So Rov is not enough, we need Shishim in the Raise. And then since it's Mishal B'minei, so the Halacha of the Rashbo that Kiv Mishal Seifel Yisarev Reinei Seikilu Kvar Meurev, we don't say. ונראה לכל הנחפוסקים מהי רבימים של מיני שהגדוקתום אין מיני וכן הביצה ספריח וביצה שתפס דם אין מיני עם שור הביצה ואיל קבימים של מיני כיב דיקה למי כמה טיימן מתחילו ונכנסה כאו בסוף דו יאף שלו ולדיבירו וכמי שכוסוף ביסים מצליק בייס די הוכה גם הרש בטו מיידים די מסטרפים כמובן שנכנס בסוף only by miminei. So we say kivush seifelis. So everything that is in the sofik is imagined to be miurav oved. V'yorav v'terasadas al kol chochmayre b'minei davke k'dimuchach me'araye shei b'minei shpachareit d'haynu davke b'minei uchmei shenizboya b'simis alichez v'nire o dav mashu l'arav d'hi mayre davke b'minei b'chos v'gdivir rav d'ado kiptil. So why does the Rav say that it should be muter here? Why? On the basis of telling the Okel, on the basis of the Aloha mentioned in Simen Kufiyat Alev, but the Din of telling the Okel and the Din mentioned in Simen Kufiyat Alev apply only to Min Minei. The answer is, the Rambam holds that here it's also a case of Min Minei. The Horaye, why does the Rav say that here it's a case of Min Minei? So the Rav infers that from the Rabbi Baruch himself, because Rabbi Baruch says that vis-a-vis dogim it's muta, because assuming that the doktomei remained in the last batch together with 59 dogim mutorim till the last moment, so 59 dogim mutorim became osir, but then when they become mixed together and there is contact between each other, so then there is bitul berov of Yovish B'Yovish, but the aloche of Yovish B'Yovish Batal B'Rov applies only to Mimimine. Min Shaloi Mimine Yovish B'Yovish requires Shishim, and still Rabbi Baruch says that Rov is that Rov suffices. So we see from Rabbi Baruch that here it's a question of Mimimine, not of Min Shaloi Mimine. Milichos will be the Rabbi Baruch that dogim telling the Rov. Apply the din of telling the hokel and the freinei seikilu kvam yurev. So here, didn't he understand? Didn't it occur to his mind that here it's a case of mishal ibimine? No, the answer is that while the Ramo conceived of the possibility of saying that here it's mishal ibimine, so he inferred, he deduced from Rabbi Baruch that Rabbi Baruch can treat it as a case of Min B'Minei. Because if Rabbi Baruch had treated it as a case of Min Shaloi B'Minei, he wouldn't say that Rov suffices. Because by Yovish B'Yovish, Min Shaloi B'Minei, we need Shishi. Oh, so that's the Ramos Svore. But the Shach himself holds, no, that here it is Min Shaloi B'Minei. So then you ask, if it's Min Shaloi B'Minei, how can Rabbi Baruch say that even though 59 fishes became Moser from the Doktomei in the Shulei Hagero, so, but then when it comes mixed together with the other fishes in the Karo, so it becomes bitter. So he says, Vafiloche, Avobem is in the Yochet, Little Mayra Shulei Mimini, Vafiloche, Adogim Shnivu, Benatam, the Doktomei Tailing Bashor Berov. So his shach says as follows. It's for a pshuto. He says, why do we say that min shaloi b'minei even yovish b'yovish require shishi? It's not that there is a special gzeras hakosuf that yovish b'yovish is bottle b'rov only by min b'minei, not by min shaloi b'minei require shishi. Midrash says so yovish b'yovish is bottle b'rov, and yovish b'yovish is and min b'minei is bottle b'rov, and yovish b'yovish min shaloi b'minei is also bottle b'rov yovish b'yovish. But midrabbanon, the chachomim required by yovish b'yovish min shaloi b'minei shishi. Why? Because if you have just rov, let's say if you have one chtiche of visa is mixed up subjectively with two chtiches of heter, so then, and there is no shishim, so then it should be osir. Chachomim said it should be osir. Why? Because if it will be muter, suppose he'll cook all the three chtiches together, so then it will give it time, then it will become osir mirais. So mimele, in other words, not according to the shittes rosh, that Isar is nepach leheter, you're allowed to eat all the three chtiches together. But according to the other Rishonim, that you're not allowed to eat all the three chtiches together. So mimele, if you be mivashel, the whole taruves of chad bitrei min shaloi b'minei, so then it will become osir. So because of that, the Chachomim required Shishim. But if it is a situation where it couldn't give it time, even without Shishim, then it doesn't require Shishim. Now in this case, where one little fish, a dog tummy, gave it time in 59 fishes, dog in tearing, 59 dog in fishes, dog in tearing, so two it gave it time. But suppose then if these 59 become Yurev with 140 dogim mutorim, even if you will cook the 200 fishes, the 200, you have 59 dogim asurim that were not originally asurim. Only one fish was dog asur, but 59 absorbed the time of the doctomy. And now these 59 that are not in themselves dogma surim, but they are only belay a tam of a doctomy. So I'm yurev with 141 fishes of dogimutor. So then if you cook them together, the mitzias is that the 59 that were only belay a tam of a doctomy will not give a tam of the doctomy in the 141. So, Mele, we don't require Shishi. Im Kei, Vadaim Yivashlon Laketam, Uchmikosa Bissimis Adig Veis, Veit, Do Vadaim Beitzes Efreach, Oidam Bishor Beitzim, Min Bishin Miniu, Do Tam Efreach, Vidam Lechut, Vitam Beitzel Lechut, Vigam Rochik Shad Doktomi Yeshove Bitaime, Im Dogin Teirin, Umikol Shkumi Vimai Visviralo, Larav, Vagoy Simens Adig Chez, Daz Linen Bosashmo, because the Shach is Chilik and Ramo. The Shach holds that this whole principle that Azlinim Basashmo has no shayches ligabe case of Nishpach, but Ramoshite is that this aloche of Azlinim Basashmo Rav Ezdin and Lizore has relevance ligabe Nishpach as well. So he says, Dipshitadi Dok Tomei Dis Lishmob of Navshid Avimimbe in a minute, Uchmishikos Ravon Bichuve, Simon Hov, Isabeta, Sifko of Kimu, Simon Zerua, Miu Bazev, Shalim, the Rav Sirle, Kagoy Sharidure. The Isish Lishom, the Dok Tomei have a Mimbe Mine, Lien, the Libot, Lion Shom. So, Vitzor Limit, I mean, Shum, the Shame Dog Echadu, Ulin Mimbe Mine, Limandoma, the Libot, Last Limbasashmo, Uchmishikos of Simon Sarikhes, the Efshea, the Gamarav, Afal Pisha Havin, the Hey Myra, so in other words, the kasha of the Ramo was based upon the premise that here it's also a case of mimbi mine. So by mimbi mine, as long as we are sure that there is rov, even though we are not sure as to whether there is shishim, so mimele we are tilul hoki. So mimele the Ramo's argument was in teres chatos that baby dog in baby beitzim should be muter, even if we don't accept the shita of Rabbi Nishim Shem. So we don't assume that it's sura berubi yiseh. So it is a suffix. Maybe it was in the last batch, together with 59 dogim or beitzim asureis, maybe not. But assuming that we don't say like Chavin Shem Shem, but a suffix it is, maybe yes, maybe not. So it should be Teil Hokel and Rov there certainly is. So when can we apply the principle of Teil Hokel if there is if it's min shaloi bimine, then we cannot apply the principle of Teil Hokel. So the Ramo assume that this is min bimine. Why? Because he assumed that the dog tomei with dog him tearing with dog tearing, that's mimimine. It's mimimine. The shach shite is not, because every dog has its own peculiar tam. Alright. Vitzorich, so he says, V'efshali gam harav af al pi shehevin dehei mayre shaloi biminei. Oh, now he says, so until now the shach said that the Ramo apparently assumed that the taruves of one dog with another dog, so is considered min b'mine. Now he says no. Maybe the Ramo himself realized that the taruves of a dog tome with the dog toyer is min shaloi b'mine, because the dog tome has one tam, the dog toyer has another tam. But then the question arises: so why does he say we should say Taylor Hokel, and why does he say we should apply the din mentioned Simen Kufyid Aleph If it's Nishalei B'minei, so it's Nigiyah D'Haise, so he cannot be Teilu L'Akel. So he says, V'efshel Gamarav, Aval Pishei V'ndei Ma'ir Shalei B'minei, Hikshe M'nishpach, Mishum Ditzir Dogim Tmeim D'Rabonon, Uchmei Shenizboya B'Simen Pegimol. Now it's mentioned in Simen Pegimol. Simen Pegimol, Sifei. Tzir dogim tmeim, ein el midrabonon. Vipi chochmut alitnes mevichovim dogim eluchim teirim. Avo pishimonochim na tmeim bichli echot. Shemolim loch yachat. So the aloch is the tzir, that's the gemora, the mokya for that, so the bir agro points out, that's the gemora in chum daf tzadik tes. Shane tzir, dogim, dizeye baalme. So in other words, so that means the tzir, the fluet, the reite of dogim. So that's only midrabon. It's a yabal. Then Ramos says, the sixth line from the top in the Agoye, Daf Kufa Yeches, Vidafke de les besham nunes, Ustam dogim luchim les besham nunes, Avoliz besham nunes osam midrais. When do we say that the fluid that comes out, that emanates from dogim, from fish, is only osam midrabonon, from dogim peiron rabonon? Why is it also on the Rabbanon? Because it's a Yebalme, if the dog is a dog kochosh. But if the dog is a dog shomein, so then it's not the Yebalme. There are certain dog in Tmeim that are kochoshim, and there are certain dog in Tmeim that are very shomein. Catfish is a dog tomei. That's very shomein. It's probably the most dog shomein there is. So Mimele, this is what Ramos says, that the tzir of a dog kochosh is only also on the Rabbanon, it's a Yebalme. But Shamnune, if it's Shomein, so then it's not Zeyabal. So he says, V'efshar v'damaral, Afa pishay v'nei ma'ir ha'shol v'minei, so he still applies the principle of Teilu L'Hokel. Why? Because Hikshom v'nishpach mishum ditzir dogim tmeim d'rabonon, uchmei shemizboya b'simen pegimu, v'chim beitzes efreyach v'dam hu midrabonon, uchmei shemizboya b'simen pivor. אבל קושה דושלוי במיני אפילו ביסד רבונון סביר לרב להזלין לחומר בנשפח וכמי שחשפתי בסימן צריך חס מי הוא למה ידכח תשום דזלין לכולה so there the shah discusses how about מין שלוי במיני that is also מיד רבונון and it's נשפח how we tell it or kill now so the shah says in סימן צריך חס that according to the Ramo we're not tell it or kill but his own shit is that we are Teilu L'Hokel if it's an Isar Rabbanon even by Min Shalei B'Minei, because why do we say Teilu L'Hokel the Min B'Minei and not by Min Shalei B'Minei? Because Min Shalei B'Minei requires Shishim Midraise Tam Kikea, and Min B'Minei doesn't require Shishim Midraise. Rob is enough. Mashenkin, the whole Isar is the Rabbanon, see Min Shalei B'Minei we can be Teilu L'Hokel. We talk Miul Mai L'Chach Tishom Das Nun Likule Tzorach Leima Tichol Anach Poski Mayre the beyish bidogim shamnunes. Shamnunes the also some rais khumishnis boya bisim pigim iname vioik. Daf getzir al de milikh u min rabonon. Ma shein kin tam al de bishul de yitz ikra tam va lachluchas. In other words, when do we say that tzir dogim tmeim is only asam rabonon if he was milayah dogim tmeim? So then the tzir is only asam rabonon because that's the yabalme. Ma shein kin if he cooked, let's say dog in tmeim and dog in teirim in a pot with water, and then the tzir that comes out al the bishul because you cook them in water, that's real tam, that's not zeye. Only the tzir that comes out as a result of bilich is zeye, but the tzir that comes out that emanates from dog in tmeim as a result of bishul b'mayim, that's not zeye b'alme. It's mistaba like that. The afkal the tzir al the milich under rabbanu mashein came. Tamal the bishul yitzik al tamal achluchis and mishkosav mariba goy sharedure the doctor mishikov shimad doctor osam the raise shows yitzik al tzir al achluchis al kalsheni im kin kol shkna al the bishul vayner lo ishtame itchad ma poskind the kin kosuk al bishul the tzir dogin tmei imein el rabona the afal pisha smagu shok to spacekim noctubul shenam. So in other words, the question is they all these rishenim who say gabi dogim that it's osam. So the shaila is whether we agree with the shite of the Rabbi Shimshen that is sort of the Rubin is or not. But the question arises, Dal Rabbi Shimshen shite. Let's say we don't we don't apply the principle of Isura Berubi Yiseh. But even if there is no Chazoki of Isura Berubi Yiseh, even if it's the Sofik HaShoklu, it should be Teilu HaKlu, it's only Yosam Darabon. So you'll say, no, here it's Min Shaloi B'Mina, it's Yosam Daraiseh. But how can you say here it's Min Shaloi B'Mina, it's only Yosam Daraiseh? Tzio Dogim is only Yosam Darabonon, even though it's Min Shaloi B'Mina. So we have to say that all these Rishenim hold that when do we say Tzio Dogim is only Yosam Darabonon, that's only if the Tzir emanates as a result of Meliche. But if the Tzir emanates as a result of Bishol B'Mayim, then it's the Raiseh. So that's why all the Rishenim say that Dogim Arosa, except on the basis of Rabbi Shimshin's Pshat, or on the basis of Rabbi Bor's Pshat, because there is Bittul Yovish Barov, but otherwise it would be Osa. Why? Because we cannot be Teilu Lohakil. Why can't we be Teilu Lohakil? Because here it's a question of the Raiseh. But why is it that the Raiseh, after all, Tzir is only the Rabbanon? The answer is, only Tzir al the Melicha is only the Rabbanon, but Tzir al the Bishl is in the Raiseh. Oh, so that is all right as far as the case of Dogim is concerned. But the Rishenim, the Smag, the Revor, all these Rishenim discuss not only Dogim, they discuss Beitzim too. And a Beitzo that has Dam is only Yosem the Rabbanon, according to most Rishenim. So he says, V'afal pisha smag u'shok tzas poskim noktu bilshenom name Beitza sefreyach u'y Dam. So it's a Maya Azle. The sphere will be smacked it and baits in the right set, because there is a Shikas Rishenim that if the dam happens to be in the kesher, in the knot, in the bait, in the kesher, in the knot, so then where the freya develops, you see, so then it's also midraisim. So that's why these Rishenim say that it's also ligavi baitsim too. So the reason as to why these Rishenim say that the Dogim Aroseah, because they hold that Tzir that emanates as a result of Bishul is Osam Derais. And the reason as to why they say that it's Osam Gavi Beitim, so either that he just mentioned Beitim, but he doesn't mean Beitim, or because he agrees that the Smag and the Revor hold that Dam Beitim Bimokim HaKesher is Osam Derais. This really smuggled and baits in the rice, which was a marshal, piece of a tashale. Oh, yeah, she had to do me noctor. In other words, it's possible that they know an army vis a vis baits him, it's not us. Where is it us vis a vis dog? Why is it us? Just the reverse of what Rabbi Bor says. In other words, that vis a vis dogim it's us, because there it's a question of the rice. Because Sir Dogim al Bishul Yosam Daraise. And when they mention Beitzin, they didn't mean Beitzin, they meant something that is Osa. But in Achname, in respect to Beitzin themselves, since Dam Beitzo is only Yosam Darabonon, so he should be Tehilok. But that's a Dechak, of course. We have to do Noctor. Vinafkimili in Shori Sadaraise. Umashi Kosov Aravit Rashatashom. Visudo Kaimulun Vinitesa Peter. So then, the Ramon Teras Chatos mentions many rayas, many reasons as to why Bein Bidogim, Bein Bibeitzim should be muter. One reason is because we should be Teilu Lohakil. Another reason is because of the Aloha mentioned in Simen Kufiyut Aleph, that where it's safely Sarev, Israel may safely Kvomur. Another reason is, a third reason is because we pasken that even though at originally, when the Taruvah took place, when Echtich HaSisa fell into Heter, there was no Shishim, but then another item of Heter fell into the Taruvah, and there is Shishim, so Mimele becomes Bot. So he says, "Well, kind of only it's a Heter." So Kvokosav, Tibisim, and Tzadik Tesif, Kotten Tiswov, Dlese, Elel Mamrin Echtich HaSis Neveil, Veid, Tlidom, Bishlim, also Mamrin Echapik, Nisari, Fisalar, Bilach, oy biyovish bin tsayis va hakin het alach bin shatam bot ob sam ma shein kin hoche kim she kvon esa shuv ein shor adog mit starf im levato biyovish shei no isa mi fa pe am ichti khlichti khab rait vi ni sha bi sorei ba me shein isen tam be isa na khov la me shein es na the question was raised that I mentioned today in explaining the shit of Rabbi Baruch. If the Shita of Rabbi Baruch, as to why Rabbi Baruch says, according to the Tzior of the Beis Yosef, that all the Yeruim consisted of Dogim and Mayim together, of Reitim together. So still, Rabbi Baruch says that all the dogim are mutter, and not even kiddi klipa is osa. Not even kiddi klipa is osa. So the question is why shouldn't it be osa? So I mentioned two things. One reason is because the question that here we do not say that Iru should be Mivashel lechol apoches kidi klipe according to Rabbi Baruch, because as the crazy place says that it's nifsak akiluach. Then the machleik is between the Rivo and Rabbi Baruch is where there is a substantial quantity of liquid, of fluid in the Dovalach, and it's capable of a continuous jet, but the jet is nifsak because of the dogim that are mafsik. So according to the Rivo, when do we say that kiluach nifsak is does not have a din of eklerishim? If the kiluach is nifsak on account of the miniature character of the jet, but of the fluid, but if there is a substantial quantity in the fluid and it's nifsak because something is mafsik, so that does not diminish substantially the heat of the fluid, and the mele it's still mivashi, it still has a din of eklevish. That's the sheet of the Rivo, and the sheet of Rabbi Baruch is it doesn't matter why the keluach is nifsak, whether the keluach is nifsak because of the miniature character of the fluid or because there is a dova gush that comes in between and is mafsik the keluach. So as long as the keluach is nifsak, so mele it does not have a din of eklevish. Now, before the Pesach vacation, I mentioned something else. Because according to the Marshal Shite, so Bidova Gush, even cliche is Mevashel. So Memele, when you dump with the final year, you dump the last batch of fish and rate into the kare, and the fish in the kare is still hot. And it's Baba Gush. So Mimele, according to Marshal Shite, it's still Mivashel. So Mimele, and there is Reitev too. And it's Yatzeledes. So Mimele, the question arises that, so I said before the Pesach vacation that the machlokes between the Rivo and Rabbi Baruch might be on this question. Now, assuming both can agree with the sheet of the Marshal, that by Dova Gush, even Klishen is Mevashel. But the halacha is that Ein Bolu Ayetzei Biloi Reitei Mechticha Lechticha. Now, 59 fishes became Osea originally when they remained together with the Daktomei with a little bit of Reitev in the Shulei Agdeo. Now, when the last batch of fishes is dumped into the Kare, and everything is hot, and it's still Iseach. So the Rivo Shite could be that in view of the fact that Dova Gush is Mivashel Ivni Klisheni, so even the Reitev, the soup, in